This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Hey, this is Dane. For the night shift, I'm covering for Mark Lloyd for the next few weeks. And on the show, we were talking festivals and what it's like to actually perform at one. We caught up with a singer-songwriter from the UK who is familiar with the festival circuit. His name's Comrade, and he tells us more about what it's like to play at a festival. Comrade is a singer-songwriter from the UK, having spent a lot of the time in the UAE with family living here for many years. He's now based in London and is a regular on the festival circuit. He's already been getting high praise from music greats, with Elton John crediting Comrade's first single, Blue Blooded, as a song you should know. Comrade has also had the opportunities to support Stevie Wonder in Hyde Park last year. He's joining us now and can tell us more about the highs of festival shows.
I think for me, because I love going to festivals, being at festivals makes me really happy. So when I get to actually play at festivals, it gives me an extra buzz from playing, and especially when I get to play to massive crowds where there's thousands of people there that you would never probably normally get to play in front of. It's just amazing.
Now, I know as a concert and festival lover, I know what it's like being in the crowd, but what is it like being on stage performing to people that might have never heard your music before?
So you've got to make sure that you are on point, because, you know, sometimes, as you said, it's the first time they've ever heard you. And I think that also picking the right set list is quite key for the festival that you're at. So I recently played at Latitude, for example, which is a great festival. The stage I was on was kind of a chilled one. It was in like a really nice little cove away from it. It was really sunny, so people were going there to kind of relax and chill out. So making sure that I wasn't trying to get them all up dancing at that point was pretty key. Whereas then when you go to another festival and you've got everyone who's massively hyped up for the day, or you're, you know, maybe you're on later on in the evening, you just got to make sure that you get your song selection right. And also something that I always get told off for not doing enough is telling them how to find you afterwards.
And what about the actual backstage experience? Do you get treated differently, and do you get to hang out with other names performing at the festivals?
This is actually one of my favourite things about playing at a festival. You get treated so well. It does vary slightly festival to festival, and I guess it probably depends a little bit what stage you're on as well. As an example, I played at a festival in London last year called All Points East, and it's one of my favourite festivals in London. It's over a few weekends, and I actually had tickets for it last year before I got booked for it. So for the specific day that I ended up getting booked and ended up playing, I'd already bought a ticket because I had a load of my favourite artists. So when I got booked for it, I was so buzzing that I was going to be sort of backstage with everyone, and they treated us so well. They picked us up in a golf buggy on arrival, driving us around backstage. You get all your drinks, all your food, and yeah, literally we were sat in the backstage area. Everyone's just sort of hanging out. It's really cool.
And some people are put off by the weather when it comes to outside festivals and events. I've spent many festivals either ridiculously sunburned or soaking wet and muddy from the weather. What would you prefer?
I definitely prefer it when it's sunny, and I have played at festivals when it's not been sunny, when it's been raining, and it does definitely mean that less people come and watch you play. There was one occasion where I played at a festival, and I happened to be in one of the sort of big circus tent type things, and that meant that it was completely rammed. So in that one scenario, it was better to be playing in the tent than it was outside, because people were hiding from the rain. But pretty much every other time I played at a festival when it's been raining, generally does dampen people's spirits a little bit. The weather is rather unpredictable, so I would definitely prefer it to be sunny. When I played at Latitude last week, it was amazing weather, and everyone's just sort of on a bit of a high just from the weather.
So let's hear your music then. Let's start with the track that Elton John said is a song we should all know. Please introduce it for us.
Hey, this is Comrade, and this is my first single, Blue Blooded.
Calling me, I've been crawling through your soul. I'm no good at letting go. Don't you tell me that it's too late. we blacked out our escape. I still feel you up in my bones while I'm walking out on my own. Something's got me like a rope wrapped around my waist. It's pulling me so deep, and I know that I'm ready to break. Ooh, oh, oh, oh. I'm getting high from the sound of your name. Ooh, oh, oh, oh. I'm blue-blooded when you say my name. Indifferent city.
Sound of Comrade. And if you're just joining us, welcome to The Night Shift. This is Dane, and tonight we're talking about festivals, with many people in the UAE traveling and experiencing live music. Now, Comrade, more about you and your music. Tell us, where did it all begin for you?
I've been plugging away at music for the best part of 10 years now, and started playing music where I grew up, sort of just south of Manchester. Sort of moved to London because I wanted to, you know, properly get involved in pop music scene, which isn't necessarily popping in Manchester, to be honest. Signed a record deal about 5 years ago, and I've been sort of releasing music ever since. Had some pretty amazing opportunities over the years. Played festivals like we've been talking about, played a few shows in America, which have been amazing. And yeah, I'm just looking forward to continuing to get music out. It's something that I live for, and yeah, I just can't wait to sort of broaden the sort of amount of people that actually listen to my music.
So tell us how it feels knowing that greats like Elton John are listening to your music.
It's pretty crazy, really. That one specifically was pretty mad because it was my first single that I put out once I signed the deal. I was a bit blown away with the fact that Elton had picked up on it and decided to sort of support me, with the likes of Stevie Wonder and John Legend, for example, also one of my favourite artists, supporting me online when I did a cover of his. There's been loads of crazy moments where I'm like pretty amazed that those kind of people pay any attention to someone who's sort of up and coming. So yeah, it's pretty amazing.
So you're no stranger to the big stage. What is the best thing about performing live?
I think for me, actually being able to connect with potentially thousands of people all at once through the music that I've sort of spent so much time writing and getting out there, and being able to actually perform it live and see what people think to it and how they react. I think that's probably the favourite part of it for me.
And tonight's focus is all about festivals. Is there any festival in the world that you would like to play?
I know it sounds quite cliche, but I'm so desperate to play at Glastonbury. Further afield, I'd love to play at Coachella. I've been to Coachella, and it's just such a great festival. The weather's amazing, and they always have such good acts. Definitely Glasgow and Coachella are two that are right at the top of my list.
So we're almost at the end of our chat with Comrade, discussing festivals and live music. So let's hear some more music from you. This is a track which I've had on repeat for the last few weeks since I heard it. Please introduce this single for us.
Hey, I'm Comrade, and this is my new single, Mercy. You're listening to it on Dubai Eye 103.8.
You say that you think that I'm lying. You say I'm not trying, but I'm trying to figure it out. You think that if you had all the answers, I wouldn't need taking chances, but you keep giving them out. All you do is put me down. It's better when I'm not around. All I'm trying to do is work it out. So have a little mercy on me. All I need is strength when I am weak. 'Cause everything is changing. All I wanna do is save us. So have a little mercy. Have a little mercy. I know that there's a million reasons why you should be leaving, but believe me, hear me out. You know that the bed will be colder. I wouldn't be there to hold you when the lights go out. I found the words I couldn't say. I'm a better man than yesterday. I'm sorry that I have to let you down. So have a little mercy on me. All I need is strength when I am weak. 'Cause everything is changing. All I wanna do is save us. So have a little mercy. Have a little mercy. It's better when I'm not around. All I'm trying to do is work it out. So have a little mercy on me. All I need is strength when I'm weak. 'Cause everything is changing. All I wanna do is save us. So have a little mercy. Have a little mercy.
That is a brand new single from Comrade, who's just been sharing his festival experiences with us. And if you're considering trying out a festival for the first time, absolutely do it. I truly believe you will look at music differently afterwards. If you want to discover more from Comrade, you can follow him on socials at Comrade Sounds or stream his music on all your favourite streaming sites.
You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.